Okay, let me clear that throat. Is everybody ready? Let's get ready. Here we go. Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 22 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, October 22nd, from high atop a pile of Windows 7 upgrade discs and one wounded Drobo. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. I apologize for the late start. Those of you with plans to tune in late, stay tuned for the rebroadcast starting right after the live show. Wow, that was frightening. But didn't give up. The data looks like it's all in place. And even though we are 38 minutes behind schedule, we are going to have a show tonight. That's just the way it is. People that can't stay up that late and have to fall asleep, you'll just have to do that. Let me recover just a moment, because I've spent the last 38 minutes frantically tech supporting myself. Let's get centered. You know what we need right now? We need some comedy, because you know comedy is funny. Here, listen to this for the next 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and hopefully by then I will have my thoughts gathered.
Hi. We're going to talk about some nice things today. Did you know that? Sure. Some special things for you, some special things for me, too. And we have a special guest here today. Can you say that, guest? Sure. I knew you could. We're going to talk today to a musician, the guy who plays the bass. And you know what a bass is, don't you? Can you say that? Don't? Sure you can. Hello. How are you?
You think you get somebody to give me a cup of coffee or something?
You're not used to getting up early, huh?
I'm not here yet.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up when the sun is warm, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like to get up around 6:30.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
We're going to talk about your bass and how big it is and things like that. It looks like a violin, but it's bigger, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot bigger.
Can you say
that? Violin's a little wimpy thing.
Can you say wimpy?
Wimpy.
That's right.
Wimpy thing.
I like the way you say that. Did you know that?
I do now. The hell, you're easily amused, aren't you? I say wimpy, wompy, wambly.
I know what you mean. You know something? I like what your face does when you play. It kind of gets all sort of squinched up.
Yeah,
know?
Somebody told me once that my face, when I play the bass, it looks like some sort of like a big jellyfish or something like that. It just keeps moving.
Sure.
You can never identify what the face is, and real ugly sometimes, and real weird, looks like a fruit or something like that. It just keeps flashing at you, like
yeah,
something rubber,
sure,
rubber or something.
Tell me some of the things you think about when you're playing, though, the images. Because, of course, when you're playing, I thought of things like sheep and things like that, little candies, fresh little candies and things like that. Do you think of those things too?
Oh, I basically think about my financial situation. I count every beat I play, every note I play, and I figure out how many notes I'm giving into the space, you know, out into space.
Sure.
For how much I'm getting paid, and I am working cheap.
Must be hard to sort of struggle to get your band together,
then. Oh, man, especially when you be lifting piano, man. That is the worst.
Huh?
I worked as a mover for 2 years while I was first getting a band together. And I've also made pizza.
But now you're playing music, and so the story sort of has a happy ending, doesn't it?
It's sort of a happy ending. we just got the shaft from a record company that had promised to pay us a certain amount of royalties.
And oh, that's they said too bad.
All sorts of stuff went into pre-production and charged us for typewriters. They'd be charging us for stamps, they say, and stuff. How much is a stamp, you know?
Sure.
I'll buy the goddamn stamp. You
sure,
know?
I know what you mean. Well, I'm sure a lot of people out there would like to know how a big, strong guy like you plays the bass so well, gets to be so strong, what it eats to be like that. Can you tell us that?
Well, I eat a lot of garbage food, but I mainly subsist on stuff like sandwiches and tins of tuna, chicken, something like that from a chain store, soda.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or cheese prunes.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Well, I know what I'd like to do now. I'd like to hear you play some bass.
Would you I'd like to do that.
Well, we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, no, man, it's too early for me. I got to drive.
And I don't have to drive, and the hard drive is working. It's recovering itself, but it's allowing me to access the data even as it recovers itself. And I'm just grateful that my vast audience isn't disappointed this evening. We have some things to take care of. We have some business to take care of tonight. First of all, my oft-mentioned Uncle Jim, Lloyd James, out in California, got married today. And that's cause for celebration. And we've got a couple of things to play for him and his bride. I understand the reception. The party isn't until Friday, and members of my family are traveling. I won't be traveling for that, but my dad's going to be out there. I've got some requests to play for my dad, including a request for his brother Jim. But first, I'd like to play this for you. This is something that I would not play for any other reason on Hinky Dinky Time Radio but for my Uncle James. Uncle Jim, whose name isn't James, by the way. Some Harry Parch, and this is from about 1969, and this is some, well, if you knew my Uncle Jim, you'd know that this is music that's right up his alley, and if the rest of you need to go make a sandwich or just go make, feel free. Thank you. And I was mistaken. That's from 1971, in fact. And that was Pray For Me. And that's what we do for Jim and Jane on this, their wedding day. That was from Delusion of the Fury, Act 1, Pray For Me. And just as a bit of an antidote to that, we'll get right into a request, a dedication, a long-distance dedication from Murray to Jim and Jane on their wedding date. This is the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love?
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
You know, that really is pretty good stuff, and it wouldn't have occurred to me to play that Bee Gees track had it not been requested. So thanks, Dad, for requesting that. I appreciate that, and I know that Jim and Jane will appreciate that too. Well, I have another request. This is going out to my stepmom, Sherry, this is for you. This is your request. I got your email this morning. Thank you for making a request. This is the first time I think you've ever done that. This is a song called My Song, and it's by a blues slash reggae musician, a fellow born in 1969, and interesting guy. I read up on him a little bit today. His name's Corey Harris, and this is My Song. Okay, well, we're getting things organized here. I'll let you know right now, I've got an awful lot of music that I would like to play for everyone tonight, and The timeline is all thrown off because of the late start, and as such, I'm just going to groove with the tunes, and we probably won't get the Husker Report in tonight. I know how disappointed that's going to make some of you. I'll just mention that they don't deserve one. They did not earn it last week, and let's just leave it at that. Where's this piece I'm looking for? Actually, let's talk about this. I threatened in this week's email notification that we would have a bit of a tribute to a fellow named Ted Templeman. And if you don't know, where is that song? I just want to find it. We'll probably end up playing these out of order because I can't find the one I'm looking for first. Ted Templeman was a member of a surf band based in Santa Cruz, California, 1965 or so, called the Tikis. And the Tikis never recorded, but one of the big shots at Warner Brothers Records suggested they had more going for them than the ability to play surf tunes. And at their suggestion, they changed their names to Harper's Bazaar and recorded a number of hits and created a very unique style. They're probably best known for their cover of Simon and Garfunkel's 59th Street Bridge song that you might erroneously think is entitled Feelin' Groovy. It's not. This is the Harper's Bazaar, and this is pretty mellow stuff, but if you feel like dancing, choose your partners and get up and boogie.
When I used to play guitar, see my fingers used to bleed, and listen to the music of a BB King and Lightning Jimmy Reed. Through the years I found out that it's not how loud you play, it's the way you play, the way you say just what you gotta say. And if it's soft sounding music, that's the kind that set me free. Cause if it's soft sounding music, that's the only kind for me. And the seaside was our stage, and Johnny was rocking in every town from Jersey to L.A. Some folks they like peaches, and others they like pears, but I just figured that to each his own. If it's groovy, then who cares? And give me soft sounding music, that's the kind that set me free. Soft sound in music, that's the only kind for me. Easy to be heard.
words. I never seem to get enough of what I like to hear. I like the easy talking girls when they whisper in my ear. And if it's soft sound in music, that's the kind that set me free. Soft sound in music, that's the only kind for me.
And I hope you enjoyed that. That was soft-sounding music from, I think, the second Harper's Bazaar album, but don't hold me to that. We lost one of the greats this past week on October 17th, which I think was last Saturday. Vic Mizzy, at the age of, what was he, 83? I believe it was a skydiving accident. I'm not sure about that. Passed away. He's best known as a composer of television and film music. He wrote such gems as the theme to Green Acres. He wrote the lyrics as well. He wrote the theme to the Addams Family and joked that Finger Snaps paid for his mansion in Bel Air. And I believe him. That's actually him singing the lead vocals on the Addams Family theme. I'm a big fan of his film music, and he wrote the score for one of the great classic films of all time. And if you're as big a Don Knotts fan as I am, you're reverent when you think about The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. And this is an especially lovely version of the opening theme to The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, because it features the spoken words of not only Don Knotts, but of the incomparable Jack Weston as well.
Come! Do murder and calm go together? Calm and murder? Murder?
Attaboy, Luther!
Yeah.
Attaboy, Luther. That was Jack Weston, and that was Don Knotts, and that was Vic Mizzi's theme to The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. And thanks for putting up with that. We'll miss you, Vic. And this is, if you like your rock and roll on the Dutch side, if the nether reaches of the Netherlands is where you go mining for rock and roll, this has always been a favorite of mine just because it seems so weird. And it seemed weird even before it appeared on the soundtrack of a Quentin Tarantino film. This is the George Baker selection, and this is Little Green Bag. I really don't know what that's all about. Never really get tired of that song, though.
So I don't do much work anymore. I'm too busy thinking.
Yeah, that's the way to live, all right. We were talking earlier about Ted Templeman, and that he was a member of the Harper's Bazaar, and the Harper's Bazaar kind of wrapped things up around 1969, and in this sort of limbo period in Templeman's career, he had something he wanted to get off his chest. He was learning a lot about production, and he did some interesting stuff before he stopped recording music of his own devising, and including this.
Now, the Templeton twins, together with Teddy Turner and his Bunsen burners, heat things up with their version of Light My Fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a lie. Oh, if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Other than a burning need for Warner Brothers Records to flush money down the toilet, I can't quite understand where the justification for the investment in that record came from. That was, of course, Ted Templeman, as both of the Templeton twins, as well as Ted Templeman performing most of the duties of Teddy Turner and his Bunsen burners on the 1970 release Trill It Like It Was. And if you want to hear such late 60s hits as Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Spinnin' Wheel, and Hey Jude, the Beatles song, and MacArthur Park, performed in the style of 1920s megaphone crooners, you can't do better than to pick up a copy of Trill It Like It Was by the Templeton Twins. And again, it's Ted Templeman's birthday on Friday. He's still with us. He's not one of those dead guys. And we're paying tribute to him. And we were talking a bit about how there will not be a Husker football report this week. And we're no longer doing the Cubs baseball report since the Cubs season is over. But I will dedicate a song to the Chicago Cubs' latest acquisition. They just signed a 3-year deal with Rudy Jaramillo as their new hitting coach, and at 3 years at $2.42 million, it is believed that makes him the highest-paid hitting coach ever. So Tom Ricketts, the new owner of the Cubs, is demonstrating he's not afraid to spend and befriend people or dollars by signing Rudy Jaramillo. So Jaramillo, why? As Jay of Jay and the Americans might mispronounce it, Jaramillo, why?
Jaramillo, why must we say goodbye each time we
bread. The caught me with the skillet, they caught me with the lid, they caught me with the gal and make a shortening bread. Paid $6 for the skillet, paid $6 for the lid. Spent 6 months in jail eating shortening bread. Shortening, shortening, man's little baby love, shortening bread. Man's little baby love, shortening, shortening, rip roll. Oh, shortening, da 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 da. Oh, mammy, give us that bread.
Of course, that was Maxine, Patty and Laverne, the Andrews sisters, from their 1938 recording of Shortening Bread. And that was a request going out to my dad, wherever he is. He's not listening tonight. And I'm sure he'll catch this as an archived encore performance on the Hinky Dinky Time Radio website when it goes up, because we got a late start tonight and I'm not going to lift a finger to get the file or the playlist up tonight. It's going to happen sometime tomorrow morning. So I hope those of you that are hearing it there and then can forgive me and were patient, because those of you that are hearing it now are hearing it later, if that makes sense. I like listening to ladies. I like reggae music in moderation, so let's listen to a lady singing some reggae. It's kind of bassy, bassy, bassy.
As the snow flies in the ghetto.
That was a 1975 recording of In the Ghetto, the Elvis Presley song, by Susan Cadogan on Jamaica's Trojan label. There's a lot of amazing stuff on those small Jamaican labels if you're really looking for a obscure reggae. What am I looking for here? I'm looking for the Walker Brothers, because the Walker Brothers are interesting, but we're not going to get into that today. None of them were, they weren't brothers, none of them were named Walker, except as stage names, and, well, you might recognize this. That was The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore by the Walker Brothers, and that was the amazing Scott Walker on lead vocals. And one day there'll be a tribute to Scott Walker on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. And when it comes to the earlier, the first go-round for the Walker Brothers portion of his career, I'll make sure I play something other than that. But that's different business for a different day. In winding up our tribute to Ted Templeman, after he did his Templeton Twins record, he never really recorded his own music again after that. At the suggestion of Lenny Waronker and Mo Austin at Warner Brothers Records, they wanted him to try his hand as a producer. And as a producer, he got his feet wet working with other people, like co-producing Van Morrison's Tupelo Honey album and a few other really important things, and then went on to basically be one of the house producers at Warner Brothers, and he had an amazing string of successes in the 1970s. He recorded almost, I think, the first six or so Doobie Brothers albums, and we're going to listen to something off of one of those next. And it's worth mentioning that in 1976 or so, he personally discovered and signed Van Halen. He had the Midas touch. He was not tied to one style of music. He recorded hard rock acts like Van Halen and Aerosmith, and acts like Carly Simon and the Doobie Brothers and Little Feat. And I'm a big, big fan of the job he did recording the Doobie Brothers in the early 1970s. And this was his first hit with the Doobie Brothers on their second album. Their first album, their self-titled album, the Doobie Brothers, had no hits. It pretty much tanked. And it was the magic of Ted Templeman that turned the Doobie Brothers into pop music successes. This is Listen to the Music, so let's. Of course, the Doobie Brothers, Listen to the Music. And as we begin to wind things down on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. You know, I stayed up past my bedtime last night because The Third Man by Orson Welles was on Turner Classic Movies, and I was able to actually watch it all the way through from beginning to end instead of coming in at some point in the middle and watching it through to the end. And I really enjoyed that. And we'll do a special thing tonight because we played some film music earlier, thanks to Vic Mizzi, the late Vic Mizzi. And we're going to play one of my all-time favorite pieces of film music now. This is Anton Karas's theme from The Third Man. This is the original recording. That's the actual. There's a lot of, you know, 1950, that movie, and that song spawned a lot of covers of the theme song, but this is the original. Thanks, Anton. And thank you for tuning in to episode 22 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Let's all meet back here next week for episode 23, and I promise you a abbreviated report on tomorrow night in Salina, Kansas, Bob Dylan. And I wonder how many times Bob Dylan has played in Salina, Kansas. I can't even begin to imagine. Well, until next week, everybody, take good care of yourself, and behave.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?